Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of Woodrow Wilson, A Biography, by John Milton Cooper, Jr., narrated by John McDonough and directed by Jeremy M. Brewer.
Prologue. This Man's Mind and Spirit. Each year, in the morning, on December 28th, a military honor guard carrying the American flag presents a wreath that bears the words, "The President." Accompanying the honor guard are members of the clergy, who carry a cross and say a prayer. The clergy are present because the wreath-laying ceremony takes place in front of a tomb in the Washington National Cathedral. Since the day is only a week after the winter solstice, the low angle of the morning sun causes bright colors from the stained glass windows to play across the floor of the alcove where the tomb is located, over the stone sarcophagus, and on the words carved on the walls. The alcove contains two flags, the Stars and Stripes, and the orange and black shielded ensign of Princeton University. The wreath-laying takes place on the birthday and at the final resting place of the 13th President of Princeton and 28th President of the United States, Woodrow Wilson. The ceremony and the tomb capture much about this man. The military presence is fitting because Wilson led the nation through World War I. The religious setting is equally fitting, because no president impressed people more strongly as a man of faith than Wilson did. His resting place makes him the only president...